From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Oil from the giant BP Gulf leak keeps soaking the Louisiana coast. The state's political leaders are lashing out once again at the federal government and BP. As NPR's Russell Lewis reports, they're angry at what they see as the company's slow response to minimize environmental damage. They also say the government has delayed decisions to provide necessary cleanup equipment.
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal and a host of parish officials blasted BP and the government after touring oil-laden marshes and seeing oil-streaked wildlife. During a news conference, Plaquemines Parish President Billy Nungesser asked, "Where are the leaders in the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the Coast Guard, and BP?"
"Leaders step up to the plate and take care of the problem. I am so disappointed in the agencies and BP that this continues to happen. And will continue to happen until we have a leader in one of those groups step up to the plate."
Other Louisiana officials complain that BP has been slow to respond as waves of oil continue to roll ashore. BP did not return emails and voicemails for comment. Russell Lewis, NPR News, Venice, Louisiana.
South Korea is stopping most trade with North Korea after blaming the North for a torpedo attack that sank a South Korean warship and killed 46 South Korean sailors. Dwali Zaikautau has details from Seoul on the escalating tensions and war of words.
In a televised address from Seoul's War Memorial, President Lee Myung-bak made his strongest comments yet over the deadly March naval attack by North Korea. He said North Korea's goal is to instigate division and conflict and urged the North to apologize for the sinking of the Chun-an. Lee told the nation he will close sea lanes to North Korean ships in the South's waters, stop most inter-Korean investments, and seek more UN sanctions against the North. There is also a plan to resume military propaganda broadcast at the heavily armed land border just an hour north of Seoul. North Korea, in response to the rebroadcast, said it threatened to shoot down South Korean loudspeakers along the DMZ. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has been talking with diplomats from other countries about North Korea today and what actions the international community should take. She's in Beijing, where she's also reaffirming that the U.S. wants a positive relationship with China, including prosperity for both countries.
"One country's success need not come at the expense of another."
A sticking point in the U.S.-China relationship, China's refusal so far to let the value of its currency float according to the market. The U.S. and others say China is trying to preserve an unfair trade advantage. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner is also in Beijing. He's discussing that and other economic issues. This is NPR News. Jury selection begins today in the trial of a former Chicago police commander. John Burge is accused of lying about his part in torturing suspects in the 1980s, as Chicago Public Radio's Tony Arnold reports.
Burge ran a police district on Chicago's South Side in the 1980s and early 90s. Federal prosecutors allege several suspects were tortured under Burge's watch and that resulted in many false confessions. Many of those convicted spent decades in prison. Others were put on death row. That led to a former governor of Illinois to put a moratorium on death penalties. Too much time has passed for federal prosecutors to charge Burge for the alleged tortures. Instead, they're accusing him of obstruction of justice and perjury. Burge has pleaded not guilty. If convicted, he faces up to 45 years in prison. For NPR News, I'm Tony Arnold in Chicago.
Wall Street stock futures are down sharply today after stocks surged on Friday. Investors are focusing on the budget problems in some smaller European countries and wondering whether there may be similar hidden problems in larger economies in Europe. The National Association of Business Economics says it expects continued improvement in the U.S. economy and stable interest rates.
"Inflation is very low, and with all the turmoil in the marketplace, the Federal Reserve is unlikely to want to disrupt economic prospects at this point. So we see perhaps the first rate increases not until the end of this year."
That's economist Lynn Reeser discussing the NABE's latest survey of economic forecasters. The NABE predicts economic growth at more than 3% this year. Meanwhile, President Obama is sending Congress a proposal he says would make it easier to trim wasteful spending. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.